Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello and welcome, my tubular trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, like the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Gibbons. And if you can't tell, we kind of have a theme going today. I'm here with my bestie, Meredith Solo. Hello, Meredith.
Hey, you radical dudes and dudettes.
We have such a totally rad show for you guys today because we are, I don't want to brag, but we're going to do a bodacious game of 80s trivia.
Tubular!
All right. I am going to lead you guys through two rounds of trivia. I'll ask you a question, then I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct answer. And at the end, tally up your score and crown a winner. And hopefully it's you. All right, Meredith, do you remember the 80s?
Okay, I am an 80s child. I was born in 79, and so I grew up in the 80s. So what I know might be limited to just little kid stuff because I was a little kid in the 80s.
Yes, same. I was definitely a small child in the 80s. So I don't remember all of it, but I do remember it as being a super colorful and good time.
It was a colorful and good time, full of overalls.
All right, let's get to it. Round one. Question number one. Name the super popular 80s doll that is rumored to have been born in the garden.
Brittany, I am going to win this trivia if all questions are like this question, because it is a Cabbage Patch Kid and I was obsessed. Did you have a Cabbage Patch Kid?
I did. My mom actually bought me one when she brought my brother home from the hospital to sort of soften the blow.
Me too. Me too.
I think that was the standard. You're not an only child now gift. So
yeah. And it had, I can't remember my Cabbage Patch Kid's name, but she came with a name and like a little birth certificate. And, you know, I think that these American Girl dolls now, they come with names and stuff like that. So this is kind of like OG American Girl, Cabbage Patch Kid.
Mine was Bethany Joan.
Aww.
That was her name. Okay, question number two. Which actress played the main character in the 1982 film E.T.? She's kind of a big deal.
Get your Reese's Pieces together, because that was Drew Barrymore.
It was Drew Barrymore. She is amazing even now. Okay, question number three. Which brand of running shoes did Run DMC make popular by featuring them in their music video, Walk This Way?
That would be Adidas, and because I just watched a documentary about this, about how Run DMC made sneakers more popular than ever.
Yes, and I actually just bought myself a pair of those Adidas because I think they look so cool even now. Okay, question number four. Yeah. Talk about exclusive. What jackets were such a big deal in the 80s that it brought the company $100 million a year in profit?
Jordache?
No, it was a members only jacket.
Oh, see, I did not have one, again, about the whole being a little kid thing. So my parents were probably like, yeah, we're not spending money on that.
I was also not in the club. Okay, question number five, cartoon time. Who was the head villain on the Smurfs and what was his cat's name?
Oh my gosh, the cat's name. Okay, his name is Gargamel.
Yes.
And his cat's name is Baby Gargamel. I don't know. What is it?
I love your instinct on these shows is to always give people the same name. As if that ever happens. But it turns out that it's Azrael. So they went a different way with that one.
Okay.
Okay, question number 6. Before the DS, Nintendo had another handheld game device. What was it called?
That was a Game Boy, and I had one, and I played Tetris on it.
Oh, I played Dr. Mario. It was the funnest thing ever. All right, question number 7. In Dirty Dancing, what was Baby's real first name?
Oh. I mean, I'm pretty sure her name was just Baby. I don't...
Baby Junior.
It was Baby Junior.
No, her first name was Frances. That's why she went by Baby. Okay. Because she didn't want to be called Frances. Okay, question number 8. What is the prince's name in the 1987 fantasy film, The Princess Bride? He was the bad guy.
I don't know. I don't know his name.
It rolls off the tongue. It's Prince Humperdinck.
Okay.
I would want to be called Baby also. Prince Baby is what I would want to be called for that one.
Call me Baby. Don't put me in the corner.
Question number 9. What is the name of the 1981 video game series featuring the adventures of a gorilla?
Donkey Kong!
Yes, he's always throwing barrels around. That is Donkey Kong. You can still play that today. Okay, final question in this round. Who became a chart topper in 1988 through the song, I Think We're Alone Now?
Tiffany.
It was Tiffany. It was Mall Queen Tiffany. I had all of those cassette tapes.
Me too.
Sure.
And I like would sing that song so loud, and I was so young, and it was really inappropriate for how old I was at the time.
That describes a lot of
my mom was not letting 8-year-old me be alone with any boy ever.
No. All right. Good job on that first round, guys. We're going to take a real quick break. And when we come back, we're going to start round 2.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Tonight, Wyatt has track, Gigi has soccer, and I have to come up with dinner, apparently. Listen, the only way I'm able to pull any of this off is by taking the stress out of my life by using HelloFresh. They make me look so good, you guys. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so that you can not only enjoy cooking, but get the food easily on the table in 30 minutes. HelloFresh offers 25 recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. Like I said, I got the garlic herb steak and lobster. Lobster. I served lobster because that's who I am now. Between that and the Philly beef melt, we are a very happy and full family. HelloFresh has a wide variety of easy, delicious options for all three meals a day, plus every snack and special treat in between. And all recipes have been designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Go to HelloFresh.com/roadtrip12 and use the code roadtrip12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Check out HelloFresh, guys, America's number one meal kit. Life gets busy and fitting in time to help yourself can be tricky. That's why we're such huge fans of BetterHelp Online Counseling. Finally, it's a way to connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when it's convenient for you. Get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Licensed professional counselors that specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, grief, self-esteem, or if you just need to talk, anything you share is confidential. And if you're not happy with your counselor for absolutely any reason, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. We're talking 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide and at your fingertips. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp offers 4 communication modes, and best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. We want you to start living a happier life today, and as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/roadtrip. You're going to join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/roadtrip. All right, round 2. We are back for some 80s trivia. All right, question 1. Who brought seaweed and raw fish to lunch in the movie The Breakfast Club?
I do not know because I have never seen the movie The Breakfast Club.
That answer is Claire. And while it was a big deal then for her to eat sushi at lunch, now my kids get gas station sushi for lunch all the time.
And that
it's
is
not
true.
Fancy at all. Okay, question number 2. Angela, Tony, Sam, and Mona are from what TV show?
Who's the Boss?
That's right, Who's the Boss? All right, question number 3. Eddie Murphy became a member of the cast for which comedy series in 1980?
In Living Color.
No. It was actually Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Question number 4. Many 1980s kids grew up on VHS cassette tape recorders. Do you remember VHS?
Yes. Yes. We would record TV shows, but also that's like, you know, how you got movies, but they were like super expensive, like $100 to buy a movie.
Expensive. What does VHS stand for?
I do not know.
It seems like a total no-brainer, guys, but it stands for Video Home System. All right, question number 5. What fast food franchise had a commercial in the late 80s that challenged customers to sing the menu song so they could win $1 million?
McDonald's. And we need to bring back some more gimmicks like that because I remember it and it was fun.
I agree. That was totally fun. Bring it back, McDonald's. All right. Question number 6. What was the name of the funky van Scooby-Doo and friends drove around in?
Mm, That's the mystery machine.
Yes, the mystery machine is correct. Question number 7. What was the name of the hollow, hole-covered plastic ball that kids used to hit instead of a baseball?
That's a wiffle ball.
A wiffle ball. I don't even know if they sell wiffle balls anymore, but they were not fun at all.
No, they do. You can get them and they come with a little tea and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, question number 8. Who was the leader of the Transformers? And honestly, there could be one of two answers here.
Girl, I do not know.
All right. If you are a Team Autobots, it is Optimus Prime. But for the Decepticons, it is Megatron. It is
okay.
Megatron.
I'm going to believe you.
Question number 9. What famous Wham frontman went on to record a multi-platinum record in 1987?
George Michael.
Ah, you got to have faith in that answer. It is George Michael. Good job. And final question. What was the exact speed the car in Back to the Future had to go to travel through time?
Well, at the time it seemed very fast, but now this is just how fast I go on the expressway. And I think that it is 90 miles an hour.
Almost. It's 88. So you're going to clock in just under 90 at a healthy 88 miles per hour. All right, you did it. You survived another episode of the Family Retro Trivia Podcast, 80s version. We cannot wait to hear how you did. Head to our Facebook page and let us know. We love when you share your scores and photos, and we may even feature them on our Facebook and Instagram, the Family Retro Trivia Pod. All right. Meredith, how did you do today?
I had 12 points.
Ooh, that is a respectable amount. Good job, 80s queen.
Thanks.
This has been a production of Girls Girls Media. Find us online at girlsgirlsmedia.com. If you like what you heard today, make sure to leave us an awesome review on iTunes and to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.